When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Okay, I'm making this episode so you can see the reality of a depressive episode and how bad it gets. I'm gonna talk shit for a couple seconds, then I'm gonna talk about how I continue going through the motions and doing shit. But when I'm in a depressive episode like this, and the reason I'm making this video, one, so people don't feel alone, and two, to put feelings to words and validate them for you, because I feel like fucking hell when I feel like this. But when I get in depressive episodes and things are down, I see advice videos online and I just get so fucking irritated. Like, I immediately dismiss everyone and everyone's advice because I'm like, you don't get it. And I know a lot of people do that to me because a lot of people don't think that I feel what they feel. So I'm about to just feel it in front of you and go through this with you so that when I speak and when I give you advice, you feel safe to trust it. Because who wants to take advice from somebody who feels like you've has never like access to what you feel, right? Okay. But a lot of things online that are meant to help you actually make you feel worse. And there was this video that I saw of this dude talking about how he like got success and got famous and got all this. And he got to a point where he hung himself and he kind of described how I'm feeling right now. And he got himself off the little cord he hung himself with. And then he's acting like he's got it all figured the fuck out. And the interviewer basically asked him, like, how do you deal with the way that you feel now? How do you continue forward? And this dude says, I have certain rituals in my life that help me feel better and do things. And he said, one of my favorite rituals is at night, I make myself a cup of tea. What in the fuck is that gonna do for anybody? That makes me feel even more hopeless when I feel like this, is to hear someone describe how I feel and then pretend like they have the answer and give some bullshit like I make a fucking tea and it makes me not want to fucking kill myself. Right. That honestly makes you feel worse. And when you're looking for help and looking for things to try and make yourself feel better when you feel like this, you see someone like that, and you genuinely, it just is something that's like almost enough to push you over the edge of like, girl, there really ain't no fucking help. So the last thing I'm going to do is get on here and pretend like I've got it figured out. That's going to hurt you more than help you. And I'm not doing it. I don't have the energy. I don't have shit in me right now to do it. And I'm letting you see this so that you understand you can trust the things that I say, because I've touched where you've been and how you feel. But also just because I'm, like I said in my other episode, I'm tired of the bullshit online. So here we go. I'm going to talk about and like explain how I feel right now. And I had to wait until I hit this one of these episodes, like one of these really low lows to talk about it, or it wouldn't have been real. So I have to let you see it to accurately talk about it. It's different to watch someone like after they've been through it. Shut the fuck up. There's enough of that online. From my experience with depressive episodes, they come in waves. And when they hit like a truck. And the biggest thing that I deal with is like just general discomfort. Like I start to almost lose my mind. I don't want to sit down. I don't want to stand up. I don't want to lay down. I don't want to be awake. I don't want to go to sleep. I'm fucking tired, but I don't want to sleep. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to sit in silence. I don't want to listen to music. I can't figure out what to do. I just feel so uncomfortable at times. And I literally want to just take my body, unzip it, and climb out of it. Not that I want to die. I just, like, I feel so uncomfortable and it makes me start to go, like, get antsy and get, like, stir crazy. I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And there's no escaping it. There's nothing really you can do. It's just this general like uncomfortable, like you don't want shit, but you want things, but you don't know. It's very frustrating. But that comes with like a hopelessness, because you start to get hopeless of like, what can I do? You don't know what to do. You don't know if things are going to get better. And it's too tiring to reassure yourself things are going to get better. Like, that's just a bitch. Like, you know things are going to get better. You know it's one of these waves and one of these, like, low periods. You know it's going to come back up. But when it's happening, it's too fucking draining to think about anything, like, positive or reassuring or, like, whatever. It's just, like, you're trapped in the uncomfortable and the hopeless. And you're just, like, I'm going to snap and go insane. Or just sit here. That really feels like all the options I have sometimes.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from The Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
But a really, really big feeling that always comes up is feeling like I've seen too much and feeling damaged beyond repair. Like I know, as much as I know, I feel the weight of the awareness that I have and I see all the things I can do and I see why things are happening. I understand shit and I know what I can do to make it better and help it. And like, I just don't want to. It's like, just you think about doing it and then you see more and more shit to do and it's just like damaged beyond repair. It's like, for what? Like, it's just, draining to even think about it. And you just sit there feeling so fucking damaged, like there's no hope, and you've just seen too much. And I'm not saying I'm suicidal. That's something I've dealt with before. But when I'm in these periods, I don't get to suicidal. I just get to a point of like standstill, because it feels like a waste to live. And it feels like a waste to die. So you're just kind of stuck in like a limbo. Not really. It's just like you're just stuck in this, like while this wave just like wrecks you. The other thing is like, when I'm in this state, it feels like everything takes effort. Like everything is effort to do anything, to move. Like I'm surprised I'm doing this podcast right now, because I do not want to hold this up. I just want to fucking lay here and just stare off in silence. But the whole thing with effort, like every single thing feels like effort. I can't even look at the fucking camera. Don't mind me. Everything just feels like so much goddamn effort. And just the thought and like thinking feels like effort. Like thinking anything, trying to direct your thoughts or guide your thoughts just feels like so much effort, much less to move. And the best visual I have for this is like when you feel like this wave hitting you. It's like people always say, don't pour from an empty cup. You feel like an empty cup and you have nothing to give to anything, but you're also a cup that's empty with a crack in the bottom, and everything you try and do to fill it drains out and there's nothing. Like you're just like a cracked empty cup. There's nothing to pour. There's no way to refill. It's just that stuck feeling. Even to think about the topic of relationships while in a state like this, relationships feel so fucking goddamn useless. People are so fucking goddamn useless. Nothing but a fucking disappointment. It's just like, to even think about that, no. Like, don't even bother. I'm really okay. The other thing kind of hitting me with this episode is I'm in a period right now where I feel like I'm mourning myself a lot. Like, I keep changing into new versions of myself. And I'm like mourning myself nonstop. And I feel like I can't keep up with the grief. And like these periods make it very apparent. And it's that stuckness again. And just the numbness of just like lay down. But the biggest bitch is when you're in this and you're in one of these waves and depressive episode states. I don't even know the correct terminology. Eat a fucking dick trying to correct me right now. I don't give a fuck. I'm being real vulnerable right now. I'm letting you see like the depths of it. But you forget and have like no recollection or idea of what life is like when it doesn't feel like this. Like when the wave is hitting you, you forget what it's like to be happy, to feel joy, to feel anything positive. Like you just forget and feel so disconnected from it. And you can't like fathom really what life feels like. And when I said disconnected from that, but also when I feel like this, I'm so disconnected from everything. It's gut-wrenching. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't feel connected to anything. And something I've always dealt with is a feeling of homesickness, but I don't have a home. I don't feel like I have a home. Sure, I have an apartment and like a place that I stay, but I do not feel like I have a home. I feel like the homesickness to like such a sad level. Like I feel like a little kid again. And like, you know, when you're just like, I just want to go home. There isn't one. But I know what it feels like. I don't know how to explain it. It's like homesickness for a place that doesn't exist and I've never been. Hariath is the word for that. But that's the exact way to describe it. But like the feeling state of that, ugh, is like missing something you've never had. And like, you know, there's a place you belong and there, you know, that there's a home, but you, it's not anywhere. Like it's the weirdest fucking thing to try and describe, but like, it makes you so sad. But in a period like this, like you're too fucking tired to cry. I think one of the worst parts of being in like a depressive state like this is you start to question things and question yourself and your capabilities, and just you start to question everything. and it doesn't feel good. And you start to doubt yourself and you are too tired to fight the thoughts or question the thoughts. It's like they just flood in and you just are like, okay, like there's no fighting them. There's no questioning them. Like when you're in like a better mood, like when I'm in a up state, I can question the thoughts and like face them and shoot holes in them and look for the proof. When you get in this, it's like you're too tired to look for the proof. You're too tired to do anything about them. They're just there. And I feel like they just wreck me a lot when I'm feeling like this. When I'm feeling all right, they don't bother me. Like I can work through them. But times like this, I'm just like, okay, have fun, brain. Do what you want. But this weird like feeling state changes every couple of hours. High functioning depression, whatever you want to call it. It's like you'll be in this for like a month, 2 months, couple of months, whatever. But like the waves of this feeling state come and they hit you and they're debilitating. It's the strangest fucking shit because you'll be like so low for a couple of hours and then you'll feel like, okay, I can live again. And like you're okay for a minute or like a day. And then it hits you again. And it's like just a constant up and down, back and forth, like able to function and live. And like you're okay for a second. And then it's just like debilitating, like wrecked, drained, tired, can't fucking function. And the waves, it's weird because it like the grief process, it's like when you're going through heartbreak or a breakup or you lose someone to death, how those waves hit you, it's like this depression hits you. And it's like, it'll just hit and hit and hit out of nowhere. You can't stop it. You can't do anything about it. But like when it hits you, it just is debilitating. That's the way I can describe a depressive episode or state or wave or like whatever the fuck you want to call it. But that's how I feel right now. And when I'm in these moods, it's like, or states, you could say, because like you're good some days, you're not good other days. It's so back and forth. It's so fucking weird. But I wrote down a couple of things of like how I keep going. Bitch, I just do. That's the first one I wrote.
Hey, mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Walmart, Lenovo, and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cash back is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cash back on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free, and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from the Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
No, but for real, I do keep myself like trying to go through the motions and do things that I know I care about, because because I don't care right now doesn't mean I'm not going to kick back into caring again. And like I said, it's every couple days, weeks, months, whatever, like it just keeps flipping, but the care usually always comes back. So when I'm down, I still try to do what I can. With going through the motions, when one of these waves hit, I just let myself fall apart fully. And that's something that takes a lot of safety with yourself and security with yourself, to be able to let yourself just fucking like fall apart. But I just let myself, like I let myself fall the fuck apart. I let myself just lay in the bed or just stare off into space until I hear just the ringing. Like when it's so quiet, it just rings. I will just stare off into space and just let myself, like let this wave just crush me. One of the things that makes me feel safe to let myself fall apart is I don't act. I don't let myself take actions while I'm in this state, but I also don't let myself distract myself, because it just keeps the spiral going of like feeling worse, feeling more disconnected, whatever. Like I don't let myself do anything to distract myself, but I also don't let myself act, because when you're sitting with emotions like this, you're very fucking irrational. There's not much thought you put into things, and you might do something temporarily make you feel better, which doesn't, and it causes irreparable damage. Like some people, not that I'm there, but I don't let myself act in these states, because you do take irrational action. But with feeling like shit like this and not letting yourself do anything, you have to face the truth that nothing will make you feel better. Like I just tell myself, you're not going to act. And you got to accept the fucking hopelessness of like nothing's going to make you feel better. You just got to sit in it and let it pass. Because no action I've taken ever in these states makes you feel better. And it's hard right now because I'm in a place where I'm having to make really big decisions while I'm feeling like this. And I just try so hard to attach onto logic and wait for a wave to pass before I make a decision. Stresses me the fuck out. But nothing's gonna make you fucking feel better while this state is here. Like while the wave's hitting, nothing's gonna make you fucking feel better. If there was something, I would tell you, just sitting in it, like not acting, not doing shit, you just gotta sit there and just wait, because your emotion will pass. Like the wave does pass, but I just gotta sit in it and let myself fall the fuck apart. And then it's like you'll like pop your head above water real quick. Like you feel like you're drowning. And then all of a sudden you'll be like, boop, and like your head will pop out. And then you know you're like, okay, to do stuff from there. But not when you're drowning. One of my biggest challenges with this is you have to live day to day. Like to commit to plans in the future is very hard. Like I said, when you lose someone that dies, you don't know when the waves are going to hit you of like the mourning process. So it does get very fucking inconvenient, and you can't let yourself just fall apart all the time. But like just letting myself fall apart and taking it day by day and not scheduling things if I don't have to, and just literally just doing shit when I can do it, is kind of how I have to live. I don't even think I want to put this fucking episode out. So if you're seeing this right now, I decided to. But I really just want you guys to see, you see my strength. And I'm only able to have the strength that I do because I've accessed this level of like weak and like pain. And it's not fair to not let you see both, because you're not going to trust it. And like I said, with me, with people, I'm like, you dumb fuck, you don't know what you're talking about. But if I saw someone break down, I would trust their advice when they got back up. That's the only reason I'm considering posting this, is like for you guys to relate and not feel alone. And to share what I've kind of learned about these fucking episodes and how I deal with them and get through them. You just have to sit there and you just got to keep going when you can. But they always end, always. And there's always some kind of big, like, shift after. So, like, I've been through this before where it's, like, a couple of months of, like, the depressive episodes hitting and hitting and hitting. And then I'll have, like, a big breakthrough. And then I won't feel it for, like, a while. Like, years. But now I'm online. And I can't do this shit in private anymore. Because I'm not going to try and force myself to, like, be going through this shit. And then, on top of it, force out an image. I don't fucking do that. Y'all know that. But if you feel similar, I'll say it, because I know it's hard for you to tell yourself. It's going to get better. It's going to pass. You're going to be fine. And this is a part of the process, and it's, you're going to be grateful this just happened in a little bit. It's not going to make sense now. Just get the fuck through it. Hang through it. It's going to make sense later. And if you can't believe yourself right now, just believe me. This feels like too vulnerable, but I wanted you to meet this side. He wanted to meet you, actually. A breakthrough is going to come. This is how I get my knowledge, is going through this shit. And I'm so fucking, like, excited for, like, what's going to happen. Like, it's all going to feel worth it. I know it. I've been through this too many times. It hit such good shit, and it's always been worth it. This is just the worst I've ever felt. And I'm just like, I can't wait for this one, because the contrast is going to be there. Like, as bad as this one was, is as high as it's going to get. Like, I'm just waiting on it. I'm convincing myself of that. But that's it. I'm going to go shut the fuck up and go stare off into space. Kind of like I'm doing now, but not in front of a camera. So I hope this did something for somebody, because this just took the fucking life out of me.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from the Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No